Investing Today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. We're wrapping up the year. So, Bob, kind of give us a summary of what you think the cattle markets have looked like this year.
Well, Casey, we started out the first of the year in January pretty much, you know, on an uptrend. And we've the market's been good. We just kept getting better and better and better. The cow-calf man seen, you know, great prices for their calves off their cows. You know, we ranged on a five-way steer, could range anywhere from, you know, 250 to, on today's market, all the way up to 320 during the highs. And, you know, we have moved from January 1st up till about middle of September to our high at 268 for maize. And I'm saying May because that's when most of the rest of our cattle are going to hit the market on the people that put their calf crop on wheat or buy stockers and get ready for wheat. And, you know, at 268, and even if these calves costing, you know, the high end of those calves costing 325 at five whenever they were buying them, you know, we could have put protection on them cattle at eight and picked up, you know, $500-$600. And now we've taken it from 268 down to the low at 209. But this morning we're back to 222 on May feeder. So, I mean, we put our highs in for 2023, which was excellent. And hopefully, well, we put our lows in. We don't have that many days left to trade. And, you know, for 2023, and we're working out of it. But in general, overall, we've had a tremendous year. I mean, the cow-calf man's had a good year. The people that sold feeder cattle before September got along tremendous because a lot of those calves were bought, you know, $150 head cheaper than these calves we're buying today were when we were putting them on. In fact, the calf market's still running $40 to $50 a hundred higher than they were a year ago. I mean, we're still in a very positive market. So in general, I'd say 2023 has been a good year.
What would you say like the biggest hurdles or the biggest impacts that we've seen this year on the cattle market would be?
We started out moving meat good. The housewife, everybody had extra cash from January through September. And then just typical economics, household expenses. I mean, you know, we hit September and everybody gets in the holiday mode. You got to start putting back for, you know, for Christmas gifts. So the beef demand has definitely dropped off, and mainly because we had, you know, in March and April, we were selling meat at all time record highs. You know, we had a lot of cash in our pockets and people were, and beef demand was excellent, but now beef demand's backed off. And we have backed these steaks off in the stores tremendously. But even with a $9 choice strip, you go down the meat counter and you can buy, you know, a double cut butterfly pork chop for $2.25. It's not hard to see what they're going to do. It's going to be demand. Domestic demand is a factor. I think interest rates, the way they're talking, might have put in their highs. And there's even rumors that, you know, they'll come off of it. I mean, they're not going to come off as quick as it went up, but it's just like everything else, that never happens. But in general, we just got to maintain a good demand, figure out what level the housewife's going to buy it. Then they'll know what level the retail can sell it and what level the packers will buy it at. And that'll just run back down to us. I think the calf market will stay good because there's, you know, if we keep getting moisture, you know, the best money-making way to bale your hay or harvest your wheat is through cattle. When you got $5 wheat, $300 spread is still better than $5 wheat.
What are you thinking we're going to see as we start off getting into next year?
I think we're going to wallow around here. I think, you know, hopefully we can hold on to these $1.70 fats. And, you know, the index on feeder cattle around 219, I think that'll inch higher as long as we don't just, you know, completely crater this fat market. But I would say, you know, we could trade fats at 165 to 170 for the next 60 days. And it wouldn't surprise me. But I think we're going to get into a period where they're going to empty pens and there's still going to be demand. But that extreme crazy price, like 265 eight weight cattle, it may come back, but it's not going to come back as quick as we put it on last year.
I know you mentioned no sales next week for most of everybody else. Is there any sales next week?
Nope. Well, there may be, but we're not. We're shut down at Apache till January the 4th, and then we come back in Oklahoma City and we'll be open on January the 8th. So we got a little break here. But if you still got any questions about anything, just give us a call. We may be shut down at the barns, but our phones aren't turned off.
All right. Well, Bob, you and yours have a very Merry Christmas. We appreciate you.
Casey, y'all have a Merry Christmas. And if anybody wants to get hold of us, customers 1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, or myself. And thank everybody for a good 2023 to all our customers. And everybody, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.